Mike Basaga is one of the technical program directors with the Peace River Error Monitoring Program. And Mike, I thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker. The Pramp Airshed has moved from the Woodland Cree Nation to just outside of Grimshaw, that we keep an eye on as far as air quality is concerned. How has the transition been?
It's been a relatively smooth transition as far as moving their monitoring trailer. We had assistance both from Woodland Cree in moving it out of its old location, and a lot of help from the town of Grimshaw in securing and setting up the new site for the air monitoring station in Grimshaw.
Why did the move happen?
We go through a process every couple of years to identify areas where air monitoring might occur. We have a network of fixed monitoring locations, and then we also have our portable air monitoring station, which is the station that moved from Cadotte Lake to Grimshaw. And in the process of identifying locations to do air monitoring, we take a look at where there have been air quality concerns, perhaps odor complaints, or where there's just generally a gap in air monitoring in the region. And that's how Grimshaw came to the top of our list, is that it was an area where people live, but there hasn't been a air quality monitoring presence in that town.
Well, I guess the big question is, does the portable air station or the air monitoring station move locations I guess in a timely fashion, for lack of a better term? In other words, does it move once every 5 years, 10 years? How often does it move?
Good question. We move it approximately every 18 months. It was extended a little bit this time just because of COVID and some challenges in just getting general getting work done because of COVID. But generally, our practice is to move it every 18 months. Cadotte Lake at Woodland Cree was, in fact, the first location that we located our portable air monitoring station, and Grimshaw is now the second place we're doing monitoring, and we expect it to be in that place for about 18 months.
As far as the transition is concerned here, Mike, are there any more steps to be taken before Grimshaw is up and running?
No, it's up and running, and in fact, the public can access the air quality information on our website, among a few different other outlets. But the easiest way is right now is through our website, and the public can access kind of the raw data as well as the air quality health index, which is a really easy to understand metric for the public, kind of like the UV index. For sun exposure, the Air Quality Health Index is a way for the public to understand what the air quality around them means to their health.
Mike Bisaga is one of the technical program directors for the Peace River Area Monitoring Program. PrampAirshed.ca is the website. Mike, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.